Good morning. It's October 26th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is We Will Be Memories by Maurizio Malagnini. Today's title is Debbie Downer. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. On May 1st, 2004, a new expression entered the American lexicon. Debbie Downer was introduced as a character on Saturday Night Live, played by Rachel Dratch. The sketch was so popular that the term came to apply to anyone whose negative comments constantly make other people feel bad, or reliably dampens the mood of an individual or group of people. In one skit at Disney World, a family seated together is excited about the breakfast special of steak and eggs. Debbie Downer exclaims that ever since mad cow disease surfaced in the U.S., knowing it can live in your body for years before ravaging your brain, she's not taking any chances. A moment later, when her cousin remarks that Tigger hugged her at the door and she thought she would cry, she was so excited, Debbie Downer pipes up with the fact that Roy of Siegfried and Roy wasn't doing so well after his own tiger attacked him and left him brain damaged and paralyzed. You get the idea. Whatever the rationale for its use, Scripture is pretty clear about how God feels. Putting others down, either discouraging them right to their face or undermining them behind their back, is a reprehensible action in the Lord's eyes. In fact, James tells us, in an extended passage, that our tongues are really windows into our souls. Not only can we do great damage with our tongues, but the language we use reflects who we really are. He refers to the tongue as, quote, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come both praise and cursing. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? James 3:8-11, NIV. Whenever and wherever it is possible, if you're standing around the water cooler at work, in your TV room watching football with the guys, or out to lunch with the girls, when you hear Debbie Downer's voice, particularly if the effect is to discourage someone or put someone down with their comments, steer the conversation in the opposite direction. If there's just no way that you feel you can do that, then at least tell the others you really don't want to be a part of it and walk away. Remember, Edmund Burke famously exclaimed, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men or women to do nothing." And as my grandmother famously said, if you can't say anything nice, then say nothing at all. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. When we find ourselves bad-mouthing someone else, forgetting that they are not only your creation, but made in your very image, have your Holy Spirit startle us into self-awareness and put a stop to it. When we hear others doing the same, let us be bold enough to either directly correct another or at least move the conversation in another direction. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.